Broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at The Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. This is Kyle Bruston-Northman, KBN, on ESPN Wisconsin. Here's Kyle Wallace, Ben Brust, and Brad Northman.
Live from Third Space Brewing Company, it's Kyle Bruston-Northman across ESPN Wisconsin. Wear some baseball gear, get $2 off your pints here. We'll be here till 5 o'clock as people are swinging in. It's a great place for you to go after work, bring some associates, bring some potential clients, and enjoy a nice Third Space Brewing happy place because it really is quite delicious. Ben Brust, Brad Northman, Alex Strofe running the show. UKBN Nation at 800-990-3776. The Carbless Talk and text line. And see us on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee and at ESPN Madison. Now, the Brewers at the Cubs. What do you say? The Brewers are chasing the Cubs. They're 16-16. Only took 2 of 3 from the White Sox after getting blown out in the first scoreless outing for the crew after an 8-0 loss yesterday. Brad Northman, Craig Counsell, Craig Sellout, whatever you want to call him.
Yeah.
Counsell Sellout.
You know, last year at this time, if I knew the Cubs were coming into town, I'd say, oh, baby, Craig Counsell better get ready because the Boo Birds are coming out and all of Milwaukee will descend upon you to make you regret that choice to move to that dirty city south of us in Chicago. But you know what? As I saw this game on the calendar, as I'm excited to watch it tonight on Apple TV, which will be fun, change of pace, I was like, you know what? My visceral hate for Craig Counsell, it's just not there anymore. I don't know what it is. I think maybe it's, you know, time heals all wounds. But to me,
you're a soft suburban
Wisconsinite. I feel better off. I feel better off without Craig Counsell. Now, he is a great manager still, but I love this team with Pat Murphy. I like the young core, and we had plenty of success. And yes, the Cubs are out to a strong start this year, favorite to win the division. But last year, my thoughts were consumed with anger for Craig Counsell, but now I'm just like, a year removed, I'm good. I don't have that same, you know, amount of anger I have for him. I'm watching the game tonight, rooting for the Brewers as I always do, and a little bit more because of the hated Chicago Cubs, but Craig Counsell playing a role in it, it just doesn't really move the needle for me anymore. Am I alone in this? Am I alone in being like, you know what? Craig Counsell is kind of an afterthought to me.
I hope Craig Counsell and the Cubs lose every single game that they play.
But specifically because of Craig Counsell or because of the Cubs?
It used to be like, I hope the Cubs don't do well. Now it's because Craig Counsell went to the Cubs. I hope they lose every single baseball game that they play.
Oh, wow. So it's as visceral as for you as it's ever been.
Yes. And
wow.
To the point now where they are in first place and I don't want to, like, be chasing Craig Counsell. Like, I want him to be at the bottom. I want him to be in the dirt. We buried his bobblehead in Craig Counsell Field. In Whitefish Bay. I want him in the dirt just like we buried his bobblehead. I don't want to see him have the success. He can have his money. He chose his route, but I'm not going to be sitting here and saying, yeah, I'm totally, totally good, you know, like from a fan perspective, being like, yeah, you know, like I hope everything's good over there. I'm obviously happy with Pat Murphy and the Milwaukee Brewers, but I'm not going to, like, he literally had an opportunity to go down as one of, like, Wisconsin's all-time greatest athletes and icons.
He would be a hero.
And he would be known forever. And when you turn your back on Wisconsin, I'm not just going to be like, you know, it's all good. That would be like you in a year from now and being like, yeah, Tyrese Halliburton. Like, you know, I love when he comes to Milwaukee. I'm really not excited. Like, no, this goes deep. This goes deep. He chose money over Wisconsin. I'm not going to blame him for that. But I'm also going to not just be like, yeah, I'm good with it. I'd probably do the same thing, but you have to expect how people are going to feel. And if you are going to be soft and be like, I'm over. No, I want the Brewers to win 20-0 every single game. Justin Steele, one of their pitchers, is out for the season. I'm not going to see that. Now I'm getting crazy. I was just going to go for injury there. And I'm saying, I'm not going to cry if there's an injury. I'm just going to be like, oh, shucksy doodles.
So you're more of the extent of, like, Brewer success isn't enough. Craig Counsell and the Cubs suffering needs to be on the table.
But right now, the Brewers are behind the Cubs as well.
That's true.
That's why I'm like, this is just dumb.
Well, no, I mean, I'm not saying that I don't want to see the Brewers overtake the Cubs and the Cubs to struggle throughout the season. They are the biggest.
It sounds like you are okay if the Cubs are successful with Craig Counsell.
No, not successful with Craig Counsell. I want the Brewers to win the division every year. I want them to beat the Cubs every year. But my main driver to root for the Brewers, or my main drivers to root against the Cubs, isn't necessarily Craig Counsell anymore. It's for more, I want the Brewers to have the most success. I want them to win the division. And, like, whether it be the Cubs or the Reds.
Trying to thread a needle right now, because if the Cubs are doing well, then it hurts the Brewers.
It's not primarily, though, because of Craig Counsell. I want the Cubs
this
to struggle.
This is a good way to put it. Like Adam chimes in on the Carpus Talking text line. You decide if it's a good way to put it. I wish upon Craig Counsell that he wakes up and smashes his pinky toe in the coffee table on a daily basis.
Oh, now that is something to wish himself on. That's pretty good. That's a good way to put it. You just want there to be enough nagging headaches for Craig Counsell.
Yes.
To let him try to live with this decision that he's
like made. I hope that, like, I want to bring this up, but I don't know if I can because it's really insensitive. But, like, there's always been curses of the Chicago
boy.
Cubs.
Yeah, here we go.
Dude, it's too sensitive. I can't even bring it up. But, yeah. Like, I would, like from real talk, I would legitimately be, like I feel horrible about what happened in Pittsburgh. I don't know if you saw what happened to the fan.
Oh, yeah.
No. Like it was absolutely horrendous. There was a fan that fell out of the stands during the middle of a Pirates and Cubs game.
Oh, man.
Now, that's going to affect people.
Yes.
That I feel bad about. I didn't want that to happen. If it curses the Chicago Cubs?
For the Chicago Cubs not to have success. I'm tracking you there.
Yeah.
I just like, when you see Craig Counsell, right, when you see him in a Cubs uniform, when I saw him last year, outside of everything about being a Brewers fan and hating the Cubs because they are the Cubs, I had this inner angst, this inner anger pop up. But now when I see him in a Cubs uniform, I'm just like, whatever. He's more of like nothing to me now. More than he is like, oh, Craig Counsell, I can't believe you. I've gotten to that point.
Ron in the Key chimes in. I hope Craig Counsell has to walk in on a coworker that didn't lock the bathroom door every day.
Oh, that's too soon, Ron in the Key. Too soon. Don't wish that upon anybody.
Yeah, that happened to Brad Nordman. Yeah, for those who missed it, listen back on the ESPN Wisconsin app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, is it soft? Do Brewer fans agree with me? Are they over Craig Counsell and they just sort of nothing him? Or is that hate and anger as strong as ever? I'd be curious because I feel like I'm not the only one. I feel like I'm. Well, Strofe, how about you? Are you on Team Ben or Team Brad?
I hope the Cubs go 0-162 every season, no matter who the manager is.
That's more. I guess that's closer to where I am.
Closer
I suppose.
To Brad.
So does
that
Craig
was
Counsell,
that was as politically correct as he
I hope the
that
Cubs
question.
With Craig Counsell go 0-172.
There
okay.
we go.
Not sure how that's
they lose
possible.
Every spring training game.
Yeah. They smell no success.
I don't like traitors.
Okay.
That's the end of the sentence. That was it.
There's nothing more there?
I don't like traitors? Yeah, there's nothing more. Why would there be anything more than he's a traitor?
I didn't know if you were
going to
elaborate.
He's a traitor. I hate him.
How about this one?
Oh, boy.
Who is more public enemy number one? Ben Johnson in Chicago or
Craig Counsell
for the Cubs? Because Ben Johnson took shots at Matt LaFleur.
Yeah, but
he's
a nothing until he's
but
something.
Ben Johnson that's stabbed true. Us in the front, Brad. Craig Counsell stabbed us in the back.
That's kind of powerful.
That's very powerful,
that's
Strofe.
Pretty powerful.
You know
that's
me,
powerful.
You know me, poetic guy.
Very poetic.
Poetic
guy.
Fella.
I'd say yeah. It's a good time to make somebody's day because as we're at Third Space Brewing Company, when you hear beer, you also think what, Brad? Pizza, pizza,
oh,
pizza,
yes.
Pizza. Score big on savings at Woodman's with $5.99 Screaming Sicilians, and there's no limit, so it's a great time to stock up on your favorites. And it is a frozen pizza Friday at the Brust household. I'll be stopping at my local Woodman's. I'll be stocking up on all the Screaming Sicilians. And then tonight, we put it in the oven, and we enjoy the deliciousness of Screaming Sicilian pizza from Palermo's. So, let's be caller 12 for a Screaming Sicilian prize pack, a Frozen Pizza Friday prize pack, 800-990-3776. If you are caller 12, then you will win a wonderful prize from Palermo's Pizza. It is Frozen Pizza Friday. There's no way to enjoy it than just going to your local grocer's freezer. Don't want to cook. Don't want to clean. I think the fiance and the baby are stopping by to Third Space Brewing Company. So after that, we're going to be in a rush to feed her, and then I'll take care of the rest of not cooking, not cleaning, making sure that pizzas cook perfectly from Palermo's. Caller 12, 800-990-3776. More next.
You're listening to Kyle Bruston Nortman, KBN.
I'm not Mr. Education. I think that's very clear.
Yeah, that's fair.
I'm not anti-education. I'm not very educated. And is that fair?
That's fair.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app. Well, I can say you hung with me, but you were with another man, yeah. I know we ain't got much to say.
Live from Third Space Brewing Company, it is Kyle Bruston Nortman across ESPN Wisconsin. They got a production brewery here, a tap room, and an event venue with fresh beer on tap every single day. Stop on by right now. I do wish Josh DiMaggio was still here because this was a great text message on the Carbless Talk and text line. As I've been telling people to stop by with their baseball gear, and they will get $2 off of their pints that they order. I got a Josh DiMaggio fan club in here, as somebody had said, and I missed it. Did he delete this strophe? Am I going crazy here?
I don't know what you're referring to.
There it is. Kyle chimes in on the 920. I'm going to bring a client there with my work friend and then tell my work friend that he isn't invited to the wedding. Do you think that will go well?
Oh, wow.
That is exactly how Josh DiMaggio got not invited to my wedding, and I feel like a jerk. And he's just like, you know what Josh DiMaggio is doing real quick?
What's he doing?
He's being such a bigger person about it
that it's
making me feel worse every day. And if that was his intent, he's rightfully so to do it, and he's doing a phenomenal job with it. He just won $1,000 today. He's showing up to our remote broadcast with no spite, a great smile on his face, and I did him dirty. And he is killing me with kindness, and it is killing me inside that the kindness is killing me.
Think about that. I mean, he has been unwavering in his general joyful mood, and he's been, you know, just all the things.
He's got the laugh.
Yeah, I mean, he comes out as the good guy in all of this, and the farther it goes on, he goes from good to great.
Great guy.
Good to great.
I mean,
as if he could further.
It's unbelievable. With that, let's send it to producer of Kyle Bruston Nortman that I'm sure I'll wrong at some point in my life as well. Let's go to Alex Strofe from Becoming Relevant.
Acting like you haven't already.
Hey, Mr. Irrelevant. It's time to become relevant. Strofe's time to shine on KBN starts now.
Yeah. Let's start. Oh, that's so good. One more time. Front page, ESPN.com today. Quote, "Let's all settle down about Belichick's girlfriend," end quote. If you weren't already aware, all week, Bill Belichick and 24-year-old girlfriend Jordan Hudson trending because apparently, according to CBS, during CBS's interview with Bill Belichick last week, she was a, quote, constant presence, end quote, shutting down questions about how they met, etc. Are you both as fascinated about this age gap as I am?
It's not only the age gap, it's the seemingly personalities. Like, for instance, not to, like, you know, judge, but, like, if Pete Carroll and this girl, like, that, he seems like he's an energetic, social, like, okay, I can kind of get how he might be into some, nothing against Pete Carroll. But Bill Belichick is, like, the most plain, by-the-book, like, curmudgeon-y type of coach. That's all I ever heard about. All I ever heard in the NFL locker rooms is that he's a pain, he's a jerk, he's exactly what he's like on there. Great coach, but, like, not joyful at all. And now he's hanging out with a 24-year-old girl that's like,
you know, who are we to judge? How do we not know that he is smiling more and less curmudgeon-y every day that he spends with her?
He sure seems to be. It's just, I would have never, a bet down 10 years ago, Bill Belichick would be plus 20,000. Am I saying that right? yeah. as far as like odds making.
Yeah.
I mean, I would have never expected it. It's wild.
I mean, Brad, come on, man. This isn't the first time we've seen someone with a lot of money, success, and power date somebody 50 years old or younger than them.
Yeah, it's true, but Bill Belichick, it's crazy to me. My mind can't compute. Every time I see them together, I'm like, in what world are we living in? It's crazy. And Bill Belichick was a guy that would keep work and personal life separate. Apparently,
this is blended.
She CC'd on all the emails. She's part of interviews. I mean, she has lovingly wormed her way into the coaching role.
I don't know if lovingly
is the word you're looking for.
Well, it depends on your definition of lovingly.
Yes, that can be taken many ways.
All right, so what's I know we're all happily taken. It's the biggest age gap you do. Let's go upward though. Older than you.
Biggest age gap. So I'm currently 35.
Yes.
Like doing it in today. I don't know. I guess I'd go 10 years up. 45. If I wasn't married to my sweet wife.
Yeah. No. I'm fine answering this question.
We're suspending reality for a moment.
Yeah, yeah. I'm trying to be respectful. Like it's hard to get me out of reality, right?
Yes.
Because I have a daughter. I would like to have
my wife's
future children as well, so I can't go too far, but I'm not trying to be insensitive because this is a natural part of life's body cycles.
Okay,
you see where I'm going here?
It's very logical.
42?
How old are you?
33.
Okay, so 9 years is your answer? Yeah, I think I'm a 10-year guy as well.
I think I go 10 up.
Can I ask the question I'm actually thinking? Yeah. Can I ask the real question?
Sure. As long as you take ownership if this sends us in a bad place.
Yes. I might.
But don't ask it.
I kind of got to ask it, though. If you were in Belichick's shoes, you're probably doing the same thing, right?
Well,
if my lovely fiance...
If I'm Bill Belichick, yes. He's unmarried.
Yes.
I said if you were Bill Belichick.
Yes. If I'm Bill Belichick, yes.
My NFL career is over. I'm coaching college football. Yeah. I'm doing it.
Wow. Strope, you're such a jerk for putting us in the spot.
That was my favorite thing
we're
ever.
We're just like a bunch of dudes thinking of putting ourselves in Bill Belichick shoes. Yeah. Like, what the hell just happened right now?
The hardest part is putting myself legitimately in Bill Belichick's
shoes. Yeah, it's not easy.
To be 71, like,
does she wipe his butt? Like, is, you know what I mean? Like, is he getting towards that stage of life? Is she going to be around for that? That's when we'll know. If it's lovingly.
I should hope that she's willing to put in her dues.
Although, I don't know how to feel about this. I don't know how it came up. But yesterday, on the long drive to Madison with my fiance, and we're about to get married, she said, you know, like, I don't know how we got to the age of, like, you know, needing assistance.
Okay.
She said, just like, I'm never going to want to wipe your butt.
Oh, she just said that straight up?
Yeah, you know, like if I was 80. And
I thought this was for better or for worse.
That's what I thought too. And she goes, that's where I draw the line.
Oh my goodness. So she's going to basically.
I made her feel horrible.
Someone's going to have to wipe your butt.
Yeah, I was like, so I
somebody's
going
to have to do it.
Someone's going to do it. Don't ask your kids to do it.
Fellas, it's time for one of our favorite games. As we wrap up Becoming Relevant, I'm totally flipping the script here. I got to get you out of whatever bad situation you were about to get yourself in. It is time to play Real Kentucky Derby Horse or Fake Kentucky Derby Horse.
Oh, wait.
This should be a full segment.
Yeah, I feel like this should be a full segment.
I don't know if I have enough.
We only have like 2 minutes left.
Benny, your call.
Hit us with it.
Let's start with this one. Harry Trotter. Is that a real Kentucky Derby horse or a fake Kentucky Derby horse?
That's got to be fake. There's no way somebody's naming a horse Harry Trotter.
Dude, I've seen a lot of horses. This could be true, but I think this one's false.
If it's true, it's brilliant.
You guys are correct. It's fake. I made that up.
It is like National Harry Potter Day, though. Shout out to all the nerds like myself.
Hey, I love me some Harry Potter.
How about Sandman? Sandman.
I like Sandman. Sandman could get. I feel like Sandman gets you pretty good odds too.
I think
that's a horse.
I think I've heard of Sandman. This is a yes.
You guys are good at this. Mm. How about Usain Colt?
Strove that. That is so good. That it is so fake that it's so good. I could tell by the way that you read it that it's not a real horse.
Yeah, I mean, that
tell me I'm spot on here.
I'm with Ben.
Brad, you say it's fake as well?
I gotta say it's fake.
You guys are right. It's fake.
Well, it's just it's the way that you read it. And it's like taking me to a place where I'm really...
Usain Colt.
What is this from? It's from a TV show or a movie where like they like... enunciate it, and you're like, this is crazy.
Oh, it's a real horse. It's just a horse that's never participated in the Kentucky Derby.
Usain Colt is a real horse?
Yes.
Come on.
I'm serious.
That's such a good name.
It's amazing.
You know what? I made these too obvious, I think. Should I just give you the rest of the bad ones?
No. I want you to enunciate all of them. All
right, how about how about this one? Journalism. Is that a real or fake horse?
I almost don't believe
journalism
would come up with this as fake, though.
It's a mind game now.
Yeah, it is. Now in the mind of Alex Strofe. Of all, we know the creativity that he's poured out on Harry Trotter. And
but those
Colt
are real horses. They're just not in the Kentucky Derby.
Oh, no. Harry Trotter's not a real horse.
But Usain Colt. But
Usain Colt is a real horse.
To then go to journalism, thinking that that was something that's Strofe. Unless he's taking a shot at you for Big J journalism, for breaking the...
Man, you are in a mental spot.
I'm deep in the weeds. I'm going to go... I'm going to go real.
It is real. I saw that journalism
is
a horse.
Okay. Journalism is real. Journalism is the betting favorite this week at the Kentucky Derby.
I feel like
Fun fact, betting favorite has not won the Kentucky Derby since 2018.
Oh, wow. Now, that's where...
Don't bet journalism, everybody.
I feel like horse names should be at least more creative than that.
I agree. It's too boring of a name to win the Derby.
How about Owen Almighty? Owen Almighty.
You laugh. This is fake.
Is this like, I don't know. Owen Almighty. It's got to be fake. Owen Almighty.
Owen Almighty, real 30-1 odds tomorrow in the Kentucky Derby. How about this one? Pony Soprano.
Come on, dude.
These are
brilliant. You're Jesse Nelson today.
Pony Soprano.
That's so good.
That is so good.
It's so fake, but it's so good. Fake.
I'll tell you what, these derby horses have their work cut out for them to name them this good.
All right.
Fake.
Few more. Flying.
Fad Bortman.
Flying Mohawk.
Oh, I like that. I bet you that's real.
I did not hear of this one. I don't even think that's that funny. I'm going to go real.
That's super funny. Horses have mohawks.
They do. They do have mohawks.
Flying Mohawk in the 11 stall. Flying Mohawks odds 30-1. Wow. All right, last one for you. Walk of Shame.
I can't believe you would curse your horse.
Oh, I know what we're doing right now. I finally figured it out.
I'm going to go with fake because there's no way you would.
Fake as well. You don't want Walk of Shame.
A championship horse. You're basically setting him up for failure.
So, yeah, but you get the pun?
Yes.
Because horses walk?
Yes.
They also run.
They also run. Strofe. You're getting compliments on the text line, and now it's going to go south because you took it too far, as you always do. Well, this reminded me of one of my favorite games they play on Impractical Jokers when they have to read off names written by the other jokers at, like, a reception place trying to get people to check in.
Oh.
And when Strofe did Usain Colt, it reminded me how they enunciate, like, Minty Hummer, you know, just making up names. So, yeah. Strofe, I love you. That was brilliant.
I love you. I love you too, Ben. And may I say, as I know you are a big Star Wars fan, may the horse be with you.
Horse be with you. Oh, I could have saw that pun coming from 10 miles away. just about 10 miles away from me is the new Berlin Princeton Club, but you can check out any of the Princeton clubs. You have 8 Madison locations, New Berlin. You can find your better tomorrow. No goal is too small or too big. Simply just get started on your fitness journey and you will find your better tomorrow. It is amazing to go into a club and then see the environment, the childcare that they provide with free childcare that they provide. I mean, free childcare. Are you kidding me? You drop off a kid and have wonderful people helping take care of your child so you can work out. I take advantage of that and you should too. Check out the Princeton Club for a better tomorrow. Alex Strofe, great job. This doesn't mean you get to take the rest of the show off because I know that's what you want to do.
That was so good.
But I'm proud of you. Live from Third Space Brewing Company. More next.
This is Kyle Brustin Nortman.
Things ever happened to you from a breakup?
I don't want to talk about it.
Oh, no.
I don't want to talk about
you
it.
You brought it, so I had to ask.
I ain't gonna put my old shorties on blast. But
why not? They're old shorties.
I've had some old shorties.
Yeah.
My parents listen to this show. I don't want my parents to know the craziness that I've dealt with that they son been a part of.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Live from Third Space Brewing Company, Milwaukee's happy place. It's good to know if you're in Madison listening right now, that's a great place to stop by as well. They have a production brewery, a tap room, an event venue with fresh beer on tap every day, and stop by on Thursdays for this summer's Under the Bridge live music series featuring different local bands and food trucks. They have it all here at Third Space Brewing Company. Check it out. We are Kyle Brustin-Norton with no Kyle Wallace. It's been a weekless, a week full of Kyle-less Kyle Brustin-Norton. Don't miss him at all. I'm just kidding. I do miss his one-liners.
His one-liners.
Or just his reactions.
He's living his best life right now with baby girl, and I'm sure they'll come back with stories. Thinking about Kyle.
Kyle traveling.
He is so particular. He's so reactive. Could you imagine?
He's going to be the oldest curmudgeon.
Yes. Like flying an airplane in a hotel, logistically speaking, with Kyle Wallace, it would just be like there would be reactions daily.
So this man is coming up on 94.5 ESPN at 5 o'clock on the Homer Hour. His name is Steve the Homer True. He tweeted 8 hours ago. First thing I do when I open up my eyes, you know, I rub them. Daughter comes in, lay with her, and then she's ready to get up and move around. I turn over, look at my phone, I go on Twitter, and I see this from at ESPN Homer. I will take Doncic for Giannis. Don't care how fat he is.
He's had a great week on Twitter.
Oh my gosh.
It's so funny, but it's
Homer.
So first off, it's so wrong. Like it's the wrong, it's just like it's just wrong. Not the fat part. I don't even matter. I'm not saying the fat part's wrong. Like
yeah.
No, that part is wrong too.
Yeah.
It's wrong. I don't want him if he's fatter. I literally today sent highlights to somebody of Luca, of skinny Luca, before he started discovering American food. Could you imagine Luca in Wisconsin?
No, oh my gosh. Especially in the wintertime?
He would fall in love with everything that we fall in love in, and clearly he doesn't have the metabolism while playing 82 NBA games to keep off the weight.
Could you imagine?
Actually, take back. Michael Finley did it. He tried to do a service to Luca. I thought it was like, oh, let him have fun. But he's gone the wrong way ever since he tried taking the beer away.
That's true. Luca said, oh, take away my beer. I'll show you
a thing or two. I'll show you.
I'll show you how I treat my body. Could you imagine trading Giannis, who's basically sculpted like a Greek god?
Literally to the opposite degree of what an NBA player puts in terms of. I listened to the analysis show where Giannis is talking about. Check it out on ESPN's Wisconsin's app and check out the analysis show on podcast where Giannis sat down with TA. Literally went through his entire recovery. Not to the in-depth because he doesn't want to give away his secrets.
Yeah.
But the amount of stuff and hours and time that he gives to his body. You're telling me that Homer wants Luka versus the guy that is like literally the Terminator of basketball?
I mean, Luka's amazing, but he looks like he would be at like the local YMCA schooling guys, right? He doesn't look like an NBA player. Now, he is objectively great, but I don't want to trade Giannis at all. But to trade Giannis for someone whose adjective we're using for him is fat, like just that is the exact opposite of what I think that they should be doing. So, Homer, listen, I know you're trying to look for solutions. You have been pretty clear that you think, you know, Giannis is likely going to go the other direction. But as you put it, fat Luka, can't have that. Can't have it.
Did you see what happened? Did you see what happened with Homer on Twitter the other day?
No. Enlighten me.
Him on Twitter is incredible.
Him on Twitter is incredible. After the Bucks lost on what night was that? Tuesday night. Doug Gottlieb, the men's basketball coach, tweeted.
It was an unnecessary but amazing takeout.
Doug Gottlieb tweeted, that is as devastating as a loss as I have ever seen in sports by the Bucks. Up 7:40 seconds to go. Homer quote tweeted that and said, and you have certainly seen a ton of losses recently.
I don't even know if Homer's like, in his brain, I think he's just stating facts. I don't think he's trying to like roast the guy.
I feel like
I don't either.
No.
You know what I mean, Strofe? Like, I think he genuinely is like, yeah, this guy's seen a lot of losses. He's an expert on this one.
Yeah, he's almost like giving him credit for knowing bad losses.
Yes, he's giving him credit for his tweet. He's like, I stand by this. You know, if anyone knows losses, it's the guy that lost all the time.
It's Dougie G. He gets it. Homer's like, this says a lot about how bad it was.
Yes.
Homer is so interesting on Twitter because it's the same thing with like text messages or emails. Tone is so hard to read. And with Homer on Twitter, I can't get his tone.
We see him every day. We talk to him every day. I can't figure out his tone on social media.
And it's hilarious. I mean, because
you can interpret Homer, it 30 different ways.
And Homer's all tone. When he's on the air, I mean, he's all tone. He's all excitement. His delivery is unbelievable. But
I can't imagine he was probably like, yeah, this guy knows a lot about losses. He's great. You know?
Yeah,
like,
totally.
You know, like, that's not how the tone reads.
Oh, my gosh. Homer is just out sniping people. And Homer, no problem picking or engaging with a fight on Twitter, too.
They swear to me, just quotes these and says thanks and moves on.
Thanks.
That's who's coming up at 5 o'clock on 94.5 ESPN. I just did want to bring up the fat Luka tweet and then him dunking on Doug Gottlieb, knowing if he was dunking on him or not.
What is
like? There's a limit, though. Like, he can't just, like, he can't be like the guy from N1.
Who's that?
You know what I'm talking about, Strofe? Yeah. Cadillac.
Oh, is this Cadillac. And One mixtape?
Yeah, it can't be that big.
By the way, And One mixtapes, when those were hot, I thought those were the coolest thing on planet Earth. Those were unbelievable.
Because they were.
They really were cool. They really were cool.
Well, there you have it.
Homer.
I look forward to the odds of the Bucks to keep Giannis. I don't know if Potawatomi Casino protects itself from those risky, can't control bets, like, you know, where you like, it's like inside information.
Yeah,
they stay out of those, and I like that they stay out of those. But regardless, you know, it is your place to go for all things betting and watching sports. It's funny. I was just thinking to myself, I just want a day to go, like, when obviously, the NBA playoffs end in the finals end in June. There's no football. I love baseball. I can't wait for a day where there's going to be like an 11 o'clock, a 12 o'clock, 3 1 o'clocks, 2 3 o'clocks, 2 5 o'clocks, 2 7 o'clocks, 2 8:40s, and I'm there watching every single baseball game at Potawatomi Sportsbook, because they will have every baseball game up, and I want it on the big screens with sound. Obviously, if the Brewers are on, that will be number one on my list. But I want a day where I can just indulge in all things baseball with my buddies. So, if you have that vision, or you just want to enjoy good food, good time, Potawatomi Casino Hotel is the place for you. paysbig.com/sportsbook. Build your bet there. We wrap up the ESPN Wisconsin portion and then take you into the 414 hour at 4 right here on Kyle Bruston-Ortman.
This is Kyle Bruston-Ortman, KBN.
And make sure everyone's tuning in when we do this, because y'all's faces are going to be like,
It better be sweet.
If you think I'm gonna act like that for oatmeal, you're outside your damn
You've never
mind.
Had Brad Nortman's oatmeal.
It's not Quaker, is it?
Yeah, but I've also had chocolate chip pancakes with butter organic. And syrup that make me go, oh, baby, oatmeal ain't gonna
do
that.
You'll be surprised. I'm gonna do a variety.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.